This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% when you use the code FIT10 at checkout. That's FIT10. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 78. We'll call it the holiday edition. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me by the Christmas fire is Jimmy Smith of JimmySmithTraining.com and also JimmySmithTraining.blogspot.com. What's up, Jimmy?
Not too much, Kevin. I'm tired, man. I was shopping all day. I had to finish up some last-minute Christmas shopping, so I am literally exhausted. But everything other than that, everything's good, bro. Everything's good.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the audience is probably resting and recouping from shopping, last-minute shopping, as everyone does. I personally did all my shopping online this year. I found it was much more relaxing. And as long as you get free shipping, man, what's the problem? You know,
that's the smart thing to do, but... I think a lot of people end up still going to the stores even though they you know, are into online shopping because they just don't know what to buy people. And, you know, people go back to what they're comfortable with, and they're comfortable walking around stores and trying to pick out things here or there. So that's honest to God the only reason I went shopping, you know, and didn't do everything online. So I was like, I don't know what to get this person who I'm trying to shop for. Let me go look around the store. Could have easily did it online, but it's different in the store. So
I hear you. Well, anyways, we are here by by the holiday fire. Just try to get that image as we are talking through the internet. But
I was at a party, a Christmas party last Saturday, and they actually bought one of those Yuletide log DVDs where you sit there and they had it on a nice plasma, and like the DVD plays has like 50, you know, Christmas tracks on it, but I mean they had it on mute. But, it's the fire, and, like, it plays, like, Joy to the World and everything, so I guess if you just have nothing to do and you have a couple people over. But we were actually sitting there, and this is after, you know, whiskey and, you know, vodka and all that, and a couple of us are talking about, do you think that's a real fire that someone just photographed? Do you think it's a digital image? And you have people, like, analyzing, like, where the sparks are coming off. It actually, you know, was pretty fun in a really weird kind of way. But, I just thought I'd bring that up since you were talking about the whole Christmas fire thing and all that jazz.
Okay, well, just for everyone out there, to let you know, we're going to have a pretty short show this week. We're even contemplating about skipping this week as it is getting pretty hectic with the holidays, but Jimmy got me in line, and we're going to put together a pretty quite quality, tight 20 or 30 minute show for you.
And yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to say, we weren't even going to do a show, and then we said, you know, let's just do a really intense Q&A. We kind of haven't done that. Let's get into some topics that we don't generally talk about.
Yeah, and first off, I want to start by saying that, you know what, we're starting to come into a new year, and we're getting to that point where we're coming into the second year of the FitCast, and I really want to reach out to you, the audience, and I want to know directly from you what you want to see from this show within the next upcoming year, because... I again, like we started this show for you to be focused towards you, which is the audience. So I want to know what you want to see. I know we do have some guests that are lined up. Cassandra Forsyth is going to be coming on soon, and also Alan Cosgrove is going to be coming on soon. Brijesh Patel is coming on January 6th for that show. So we do have some guests lined up, but I really want to know what you want to see. What do you want to hear us talk about? Because, again, you're not going to listen to the show unless we have something that you want to hear. So start sending in emails. Just shoot me an email at kevin@thefitcast.com. Just send me any of your constructive criticism. Just let me know what you think we're doing wrong, what you think we're doing right. And I would really appreciate it if you just took like 5 minutes just and set me your thoughts, because I really want this to stay at a high level, and hopefully we'll keep delivering you great content. But after 2 years, I mean, it sounds bad, but it's not that I'm running out of ideas for things to do, but I would like it to be as focused as possible and to not have us jumping around so much. And we've tried the live shows the last couple weeks, and the audio quality that we get from TalkShoe isn't the best. So I'm gonna look out for a better way of doing a live show, so you guys can still again participate. But as some people, if you listened, you Jimmy's audio didn't sound good, and Jen's audio didn't sound good, and Mike's audio sounded like crap. So we're gonna have to find a better way to do it, and hopefully we can. I actually have two other options that we can try in the next two or 3 weeks, if we can throw it all together. But really, just please send me an email, kevin@thefitcast.com. If you want to pause it right now, just send me some bullet points, some thoughts, what you want to hear us talk about, what you want us to throw in for content of the show. If you want more roundtables, if you want more mailbag, just let me know what you think, and hopefully we're going to try to deliver the podcast that you want, plain and simple.
Yeah, Kev, I mean, I think like the show's really progressed. I mean, the fact that we're doing live shows now is pretty cool. And when you look at where the show started with, it was you and John Williams, and you had a couple of guests on. I think we just need to take it up to another level, and that's why everybody out there who's listening, and the faithful listeners, hopefully can kind of point us in where they like to see us go. Because I mean, I think there's a lot of places we can go, and I think we kind of spiced up the show when we added. When you add
All right, well, we just lost Jimmy for a second. I'm sorry. That's because I'm on wireless internet, but I'm just gonna keep following some of the thoughts that we were talking about. First off, John Berardi is gonna be one of our guests that we have on in the near future, because Precision Nutrition 2.0 just came out recently, and I mean, you guys, I have been getting a lot of requests to have John back on. And whenever he comes on, it's going to be like a 2 hour show where it's going to be jam packed with information. And I really think we should get him on, and maybe we can even get John Williams back on, because I don't know if he was contributing into Gourmet Nutrition, the new updated Gourmet Nutrition. But hopefully we can get those guys back on soon. Actually, I'll write a note to myself right now that I'm going to email JB right after the show, and I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he would jump at the chance to come
The
back
person
on.
whom you're
And
trying to reach is currently.
that's Skype's greeting for Jimmy Smith. Looks like we're having trouble contacting him. But what we're going to do right now before we jump further in the show is I'm going to take a quick break. You're not going to know it, but we're going to pause until I can get Jimmy back on. All right, now we have Jimmy Smith back with us, and we're gonna jump into some questions that Jimmy actually got through email, and we're gonna answer them on the show. So first off, the question: I am about to finish in about a week a 9 week push-pull program. I trained 4 days a week and got good results. I used Coach Dose's template for hypertrophy. I want to change stuff up a bit. It's been a couple years since I did, quote, bodybuilding routines. I wanted to shake things up a bit for a while. The reason I didn't do them is not because I didn't respect bodybuilding. And he also goes on to say how most of us are lifting because of bodybuilding. He says, I had to put some mass on, therefore I concentrated on heavy compound movements. So to make a long story short, how should I do it in general guidelines?
I mean, I think you have to kind of, we'll go back, we got you to the dance, right? Like, go back to your normal bodybuilding routines. Like, don't get so caught up in the whole minutia of it where you think like, oh, I have to do what this author says or that author says. Like, I mean, bodybuilding is kind of like basic when you look at it as that. And I advise this person in an email too, real quick, and I wanted to touch more on it, so we're talking about it in the show. But hit every body part twice a week. So how my current split, it's not How my last split was with that, Monday was chest and back, and back was more of like a lat pull down emphasis or, lat emphasis. Tuesday was legs, so I just did all lower body. Wednesday was off. Thursday was arms. Friday was shoulders and back, like more rowing, and Saturday was legs again. That's kind of like a bodybuilding tempo. So like what I would tell him to do is do, just see where you're weak at, see where you need muscle at, and go that way. But just, train 4 or 5 days a week. Make sure you hit each body part twice a week. And use different parameters. Like my favorite and how I'm currently training now is what I talked about naturally. Diesel was that Monday and Tuesday, one's an upper, one's a lower. Okay, get those strong strength emphasis stuff, 4 to 6, 4 to 8 reps in, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I go with arms on Thursday and fr on Thursday. I go with Friday is shoulders and back, and Saturday is chest and a little bit of leg work, and that's all 10 to 15 rep ranges. I mean, there's this whole thought process that 10 to 15 reps aren't really good for you for whatever unknown reason, but those are the hypertrophy reps. They're easier on the joints. They build more hypertrophy. So, I mean, go with that and then, take it from there.
Yeah, I mean that you brought up an interesting point, kind of the stigma between going into the 10 to 15 rep range, but that isn't in general the rep range for hypertrophy between 8 and 15 repetitions?
Yeah, I just think it's dumb when everybody looks at the. A lot of authors come out and say, 3 sets of 10, 4 sets of 12, they stink, and they're 100% correct. Because when you look at the general population, most people will just train primarily in those reps. So it's like, all right, do something different. Go down the 6 reps, and then you're going to grow. The problem is, though, when you're talking about people who want to add size and who have done the full body stuff or who have a good amount of size on them, they're going to have to go with a higher rep range. I mean, a lot of people knock bodybuilders, and people may chuckle when I say this, but you look at what Milo Sarchev is doing. He's has professional bodybuilder, and he trains a ton of bodybuilding clients, and he's really big in the bodybuilding circles for pre-contest and nutrition and pre-contest strategies. He does a lot of giant sets. He has guys training arms, and they're going preacher curl to hammer curls to reverse curls. Because hypertrophy is more about blood volume, and because again, muscle's only about 30% protein. So we have to bring in blood volume. We have to bring in some other things into the muscle to make it grow. The knock on bodybuilding is that bodybuilding is purely for a pump, and that's not 100% true. Like, yes, training with the bodybuilding ranges will be a byproduct, and unfortunately, with a lot of the supplement companies out there, with all the NO products, people are going for the pump. I mean, don't train for the pump. The pump is a byproduct of you working out hard and you working out with a 12 to 15 rep range. But yeah, generally the best way for to gain size is to go 8 to 15 reps. Like I know the muscle fiber science behind it, and I do think that 3 reps, with high sets can be good, but 75% of the time I'm going to train in traditional hypertrophy reps.
Yeah, I think it's just funny that we're talking about this, and something just popped in my head that I have never been able to get bigger doing hypertrophy rep ranges. I always find that I have to get stronger first before I get bigger. Again, I'm probably in the minority
Yeah,
greatly.
see, I don't really know about that, because I used to think I had that problem, to be honest. Like, I would say, oh man, this hypertrophy stuff sucks, I'm not getting big, but so I need to get stronger. And maybe strength and size are related, but they're not directly related. That's the thing. Like, I do understand that if you increase your relative strength, you will have more potential to have hypertrophy when you train. But at the same time, that's not, I did it. You can't tell me that you're going to go and say, all right, I'm just going to train, and I'm going to get really strong, and I'm going to increase my bench, increase my deadlift. It's like I see a lot of times people say, oh, I've never seen a guy who can bench 400 pounds have small triceps. Well, I've seen a lot of guys that can bench 400 pounds that don't have triceps that look good, that their arms just massive. But I mean, there's no cuts in the arms, there's no leanness. You can't see lines. I mean, like, and I'm not saying that pushdowns will get you lines or anything like that, but it's just a dumb statement to make that, oh, I've never seen a guy who can bench press 400 pounds. Well, yeah, they have big triceps, but I mean, are the triceps cut up? Are they lean? And this is not to go against people that are strong, but like, I think there is a direct relation, but hypertrophy at the same time is also very, individual. There is blood volume. There are the things that account for how big a muscle can get. And Kev, you said you found you never could grow. I mean, personally, like I
Well,
eat more
I
when
didn't
I
grow until I started doing more
like the
strength
lower stuff.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the funny thing is, like I am always hungrier when I do the lower volume stuff. Like me personally, like when I'm banging out, five sets of heavy deads, like that's more exhausting for me. I'm increasing my oxygen outtake, and I have to replace that, so I have to replace it with calories. Because all calories are really just a measure of heat. So I have to replace that. Like, so I tend to eat more. The whole thing is like in, we have this supplement industry out there that's just saying supplements for size. Like a lot of, like with my clients, like they don't even get supplement recommendations for me when they're trying to purely add size. Like they'll get some, and fish oils, the L-leucine, and things like that. But they get a lot of supplement recommendations when they're dieting to save that muscle and to help insulin. But it's like food's the only anabolic thing we have. Like when I was younger, that used to be my problem. I would train like the routines and flex, and I wouldn't gain because I wasn't eating. Like I think there's just like mental blocking people that when they're training with the hypertrophy reps, with hypertrophy in their mind, they aren't eating as much. Like I don't know what it is, but I know myself, dude. When I'm pulling heavy, when I'm doing heavy chins, like I'm eating a lot. But when I'm training more, like the hypertrophy stuff, I eat a lot after my workout, and that's it. So I mean, I think it's like try it, try the 8 to 15 reps again, and see what happens with that. Try to go more bodybuilding than just than just getting strong. I mean, I think there's always more than one solution to what's out there. So.
You know what, Jimmy, I know you check out all the magazines, and I was mentioning before the show that I just saw I Am Legend with Will Smith, and I'm really interested to hear if there has been a Will Smith I Am Legend workout yet.
There's not, but there probably will be. I saw something
Because
that
I saw him in the movie, and I just thought to myself, people are going to want to know what he did to look like that, but he's more or less looked like that for the last ever since he did iRobot.
Ali. Well, iRobot, he got big for Ali. Ali. Like, that's funny. I mean, like, I guess there was a point in my life where I was fascinated by, like superstar bodies too. Where I looked at it like the big one for most people initially was like a Vin Diesel when he did Fast and the Furious because he was big. Obviously a lot of people started because of,
Wasn't
because
Vin
of her.
Diesel always big? Ever
Yeah, that's
since,
the funny thing. Like he was big.
and he was even
Like he was.
big in the Boiler Room movie that he did.
Yeah, well, I mean, Boiler Room, he had a suit on though. You can never see, but like, and did he really? Or did he? I don't remember the movie that well. But in what's it called? In Pitch Black, which was, I mean, I still think his best movie ever. In Pitch Black, he was huge. He looked pretty big, and it's like I think people are so like in awe of celebrity bodies that like they have to read and do what the celebrities do. Like I remember Tom Jane in The Punisher, and he probably had the best celebrity physique I've ever seen. Like he was just completely shredded. Like he was, and then like you read it and are like who's the guy? Matt, I want to say Matthew. It's not Matthew McConaughey. It's oh, he was in Blade. He was in the third Blade.
No, shit, Ryan
Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds was in amazing shape for the third Blade. And I remember it was in like Muscle and Fitness or something. He said that
Yeah, I
he
saw
used to
that.
eat chicken and oatmeal. Like I mean, I think people need to stop obsessing about celebrity physiques because I mean it's the same thing like with Show the Biggest Loser. Like granted they're 300, 400 pounds, but like they're exercising all throughout the day. And then they're eating and everything's controlled. Like it's a lot easier. Like I'm not gonna be one of those people that says all celebrities get on juice and stuff, but like,
Well, actually, that's something I was gonna bring up because I mean there's a huge controversy right now about baseball players and HGH, but you know what? I bet I'm saying I bet a lot of the top 10 or 15 grossing in sales, the male actors are the highest paid actors, the ones that are in good shape. They have to. I really have a strong feeling that at least 50% of them are on something like HGH. They're probably not. They're obviously not going something as far as steroids, but they can get HGH where they feel like it's something that's safer, and it keeps them looking younger.
Well, sure. I mean, I think so. Like, I'm not gonna deny it. I mean, like, it's in Hollywood, so you know, Hollywood, it's all about what type of how do you look? Like, unless you're an actor like Paul Newman or De Niro or Al Pacino, where you just get by on your name and your acting ability.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is about looks, and it wouldn't surprise me. Like, I mean, I've talked to people who said that they know agents who say this and that. I mean, it's all like third party, but like
And it's not like they can't afford the stuff, like it's.
well, sure. I mean, they can afford. It's kind of like though. When you see like guys in the gym that say they're doing natural bodybuilding competitions, like, dude, I don't believe it. Like, there's people that I watch train. It's like, no way you got that big and saying you're natural. Like, with all the andros out there, which is why we had Anthony Roberts on for people to check out, one of the past issues. But like, there's people out there that they're just taking, like, in Hollywood. I mean, come on. Like, I know doctors that will give prescriptions to four people for, like HGH and for, things like, I mean, it's a business, and it wouldn't surprise me. And if I was in Hollywood, yeah, would I consider it? Probably. I mean, and like, I've always said this, Kev, I've always said that if I was ever in a position where I had to do like a photo shoot for a big modeling company or whatever, I'd hire somebody else to do my diet and do my training, because you don't want to think, like, even if even if you're smart, if you're very smart, like, sometimes I don't want to do my own diet.
Like you just want
Sometimes,
someone
because
to
like,
say, okay, at 3 p.m. you're gonna have your chicken, your rice, and you're gonna have your
yeah,
vegetables. That's it.
like, that's why, like, you look at
And
like a
have them
lot of
prepare it. You don't have to think about a thing.
sure, like, you look at like a lot of like the guys that write some of the top bodybuilding articles online, and when they're prepping for contests, they hire other people. It's just easier, like, because me, I end up going bland. I end up saying, all right, I don't want to eat this. I know all the nutrition facts. I have, I think, every nutrition book or DVD that's ever been out there. And it's like, all right, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna put soy sauce on my chicken and brown rice. Like, I just go back to being bland. Like, I go back to what works for me. Whereas, like, I would love to have someone just send me a diet every week, eat this, eat that. I probably would get in better shape, not because that person knew more than me or wrote a diet better than me, but because I didn't have to think, dude. I didn't
Yeah.
have that mental stress of saying, oh, I
Well,
have to do
I think
this.
that's why some people succeed on some of these diets. Like, I know some women that have succeeded on what's it called, Weight Watchers, because they don't think. All they do is they look at the points. They don't
Oh,
think. And it count.
sure.
And then and same thing with something like Adam Campbell's diet, his TNT diet, or he used to he had like he made a post in a fitness forum where he outlined what. Basically, it's a pretty low carbohydrate diet where you don't think. It just says, here, these are the foods that you can eat. Just eat these foods and, I mean, go nuts. I mean, obviously you're not going to stuff your face, but it gives you general guidelines and you don't have to think about it. Just be like, oh, wait, does this fall in the guidelines? Yes, I can eat it. All right, let's eat this.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of it used to frustrate me, and I guess it still does to a certain extent. But you have to keep it simple. Like, I'm one of those people that, goes out there and says, a lot of technical stuff about, physiology in the body and this and that. And then you have, people that just go and write the most basic thing in the world, most basic diet book in the world, basic training book in the world, and it's sells like hotcakes online, and
Well, look at Joe Marion's book, Cheat to Lose. Great. I mean, we
sure,
had Joe on talking about the book. It's a fantastic way to put the philosophy of the diet.
but sure, but it's also kept simple, and that's kind of
Yeah.
what people want, and that's the same thing we were talking about, is keep it, just keep it simple, like, and I think a lot of authors and a lot of trainers, and for all the trainers that are listening that want to break into the industry out there, it's like, keep it simple. Like, there's you have to know when to turn it on and know when to just give people enough. Like, that, honestly, like, I think that's why there's a lot of confusion in the industry, because when you go in the gym, you will see 9 out of every 10 people will be someone that you can say is a average or a beginner or a newbie, whatever. But there's also that population, and these populations usually congregate more on like pure bodybuilding message boards and other things like that that are advanced. There's the whole thing, you're not as advanced as you think you are. For some people, you are. So it's like, I think that's why there's so much controversy in the industry, because you have these great trainers that know a lot, that are very smart, but they only talk in basic terms because their information, that the majority of people that are going to read it are going to be people that weigh 170 pounds and are still doing body part splits. Well, no, you need to be, full body, eating a lot, But then, you know, you have somebody who's, you know, 6'2", you know, 210, lean. Yeah, he's not gonna get results by doing 4 full body days every day. You know, and then at the same time, you have these trainers that come out that really don't know a lot, that just talk basic information, and, you know, and they can get by because the top trainers are talking basic information. You know what I'm kind of saying? It's that it's like, that's why, I think that's why there's so much, like, divide in the industry about what's right and what's not, is because no one classifies, like, who they're talking to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just for the people out there, if you hear me muting my mic, it's because I've been blowing my nose, so I apologize for that.
That's really attractive.
I got a cold, man. I've been shoveling snow all week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired, so I don't know what that matters. Let's get to the next question. I think we kind of rambled a little bit.
Yeah, I think we did. This is going to be the last question. We have like almost 25 minutes, so we're doing good. Question.
Well, how many questions do we have left?
We'll just do that second one, and that's it.
All right. Well, I mean, we can keep it short. You know, if you want to jam pack questions in, we can do like, give me your quickest answer in 60 seconds.
Oh, do you want to do it like PTI?
Yeah, let's do PTI, you know? let's do a PTI show.
You know what? Actually, that reminds me, that makes me think of a great segment. We should do something like, we should get some topics in the audience. Let me know what you think about this. Let's do some topics, and we'll have like, depending on how many we have, we'll do like a 4-minute warning, or we'll do like a 2-minute warning, where we have 2 minutes to discuss this topic, get in as much information as possible, but when that buzzer rings, then bam, we go on to the next topic. So let me write that down.
I think that's cool, and then you can kind of edit it into the show, like the buzzer. Like if you know what I'm saying, yeah, oh, low-carb diets suck, and then you hit the buzzer.
That's it. No more. Yeah. No more discussion on that topic.
I think that'll be good.
All right. Well,
let's try it, though. Let's go,
I don't have a stopwatch, dude. Actually,
no, I'm not saying that.
Phone.
Like, just because we have a couple questions and we really ranted. Like, read the question. You know, I'm gonna try to give it to you in less than like 30 seconds of an answer, something like that. You know.
All right. You know what? We'll do that for another time. I don't want to time this.
Whatever. That's fine. Okay. I just wanted to get the most amount of questions in because I feel bad for rambling.
No, that's quite all right. You could go see I Am Legend, though, and just let me know what you think. All right. Our next question comes from Jimmy Varner, who asks more questions than anyone we've ever had in the history of the show, so he gets some credit. Lately, I've talked with several members of our gym who have been eating according to their, quote, blood type. Oh, I can't wait to hear your answer for this. And have been getting impressive results. I was wondering what your take on that diet plan would be. Jimmy, can you just talk a little bit about what the whole idea behind eating for your blood type?
Yeah, I think eating for your blood type sucks. Basically, what it is diets. I mean, you get tested, and books have like a lot of written tests and signs to look for. Where you say what your blood type is. You know, you see, like, with metabolic typing, it's your protein type, your carb type, your fat type. And then you're supposed to eat with certain percentages of food and eat certain foods. My issue with that is that it's like, how am I eating right now? And this goes back to what I was saying earlier about basic versus advanced. That's an advanced concept for basic people. How am I eating right now? Like, you can't go from eating pizza every night to measuring out cups of brown rice. Like, it doesn't work that way. I mean, like, I personally am not – well, first of all, I hate when people say that they don't tolerate carbs well. It's like, look at the physiology of the body. If you're on a low-carb diet and your protein's high, and then all of a sudden you want to add size and you add carbohydrates in but don't decrease your protein, chances are you're going to store fat. You know, and it's like, okay, well, the protein type – you know, eats a lot of protein, doesn't eat a lot of carbs, and only eats fibrous vegetables. Wasn't that what you know, the top nutritionists and the top trainers, you know, always tell everybody? Eat your lean proteins, eat your vegetables. Like, I mean, this is not rocket science. And, like, the carb type gets, like, you know, low glycemic carbs. They get, like, oatmeal. They get, you know, brown rice. Like, you know what I'm saying, Kev? Like, this is just weird.
Yeah, I don't like this. I've read up on eating for your blood types. I think all of it's bullshit. I think it's a great way to sell a book.
But what I would say back to Jimmy, who asked the question, is that, like, what do the people look like before? Again, like, was it a guy who was at 10% body fat and jacked,
Or
or was it?
was it like a guy who was already eating like shit, and he read a book and
Sure,
he cleaned up
sure.
his eating because it told him to eat like eat better for his blood
Yeah,
type?
like, I mean, like, that's the, I think it's just dumb. Like, do I think it can help people? Yeah, but not every, like, again, 90% of the people are going to need to eat more vegetables, eat more fruit, eat more lean protein, eat better carbs. Like, you have to, if it's someone who was like a Biggest Loser type person, you know, like a 240-pound female, like, yeah, well, you know, low carb, low fat, you know, like, you know, high healthy fat, like, you know, I don't know. I just think, again, like, that's just a pure marketing gimmick. But hey, you know, it's making money, so
No, exactly.
who am I to say it's good? It's making more money than I am.
I just wanted to make a quick shout out to my buddy Roland, who's over at the JP Fitness forums, and this guy has helped more people on this fitness forum than probably anyone on any online fitness community. And just huge props to Roland at the JP Fitness forums. He's just, I mean, he was there when I first got there. And he was answering my questions the first time when I was a freshman in college, and he's still there, and I know he listens to the show, and I just want to say, Roland, I mean, you're helping fight the good fight, so.
Yeah, that's funny how it works out. Like, I remember when I first got on message boards, there was a lot of people that helped me, but like, I can never say thank you because they never posted under like their real name. And for someone like
Well,
Roland to
yeah,
do that, like,
he's actually Lost Dog, but
yeah.
I've met up with him a couple times at seminars, and he's just a great great guy, one of the nicest guys I've ever
Well, I think
met.
that's cool. You know, like, message boards aren't all a bad place. Like, I know some people think we mock them, but they're not all bad places. Like, you have people like Roland that go on there and, you know, are supportive and help people. Like, fitness boards are, it's a community, you know, and
And
it's that.
I think they're great for people that are starting to get into it, and they need that. You need that support to begin with. It's just
Sure.
there are some ugly forums, like the fitness.com forum. Sorry if you're a part of it, but a lot of it's pretty ugly.
Like, that's the number one reason why people don't get the results they should get is 'cause they don't have the social support.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you have to be around the people you want to be like. And, you know, for people like Roland, who, and who's the other guy? I want to say Newman, the guy who lost a lot of weight on
Oh
JP Fitness.
Newman.
Is that his name, Newman? Like,
James Newman, yeah.
yeah, like someone like that, you know, who goes on and volunteers his time. And, you know, like, I think that's really cool because these are people who know, you know, who have a good amount of knowledge, and just, you know, pass along and help people and don't really like judge or be critical. And I think that's really cool that they do that.
Jimmy, something I wanted to get your opinion on is that I know we don't talk much about the news anymore, but you must have seen this. It was on ABC News a couple days ago, and there was a man that actually lost 400 pounds without surgery,
I saw that.
and it was just with the help of a friend that just got him to start eating right and exercising. And I think it took him 2 or 3 years, but he lost 400 pounds.
Like, I think that's awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 4.5 years ago. The man's name was David Smith. He weighed more than 630 pounds. He said that he spent nearly a decade on the couch of his parents' house eating pizza and raiding the fridge and drinking soda. For much of his life, he said that he felt like an alpha man. And it's just, I'll throw up the link in the show notes, but it's just a great story about how one of his friends just completely changed his life. And there's pictures of the man when he was 640 pounds, and then with him at 200 pounds, and he looks like he doesn't even look the same. He looks like a completely different person. It's a really amazing story. I think you should all check it out. It's very inspiring, and
I mean,
I
I think that's cool. Like the guy who, like, Bill, who won The Biggest Loser, he was on, I don't know if it was Regis and Kelly or Good Morning America, whatever, and he was saying how he got to be 400 pounds because every night his snack before he went to bed was an entire box of Frosted Flakes. Like, that's like over 300 grams of sugar, you know, probably even more right there. And I mean, the reason it's like, why, and you'll see this January 1st, is why you'll see, you know, two older women, you know, women in their mid-50s or late 40s, on the treadmill together. You know, social support is the number one reason why, you know, a lot of membership communities and things like that work and do well. is because you have that social support. I mean, it's why a lot of people hire trainers. You know, I mean, you say what you want about training industry and that all trainers are bad, but A, I don't think the general public thinks that. And B, I just think that people want that social support. It's not all desperate housewives that go and hire trainers in the gym. It's people who want the social support of a trainer and somebody there. Like my sister, you know, is heavily into working out now, and she wasn't a year, year and a half ago,
How
but
old's your sister?
I'm gonna knock you out, dude. Out.
Is she on Facebook?
No, she's actually not,
Is she in
jerk.
Connecticut?
Yes, but you know
Hmm.
what? I'm gonna DDT you, dude. But anyway, like, so she started working out because she knew I'd
Jimmy
be in the
Smith's
gym,
sister
you
on
know?
Facebook. Got that. All right.
Yeah, whatever. So we're ending this conversation now. I mean, you just totally ruined it. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. If you're on my newsletter list, I'm gonna send an email out too.
And I hope all you, if you didn't, go back to last week's episode and listen after the closing music. That's all I'm
Oh,
gonna
dude,
say.
you're trying to make me out to be a freaking Scrooge.
Listen
First of
to
all, you're a
that.
jerk for putting that in there, dude.
You know what? I'm sorry. Listen to it. It was for charity, and Jimmy turned it down.
First of all, okay, here's another rule that people need to understand. Don't give in to peer pressure. I don't care if 1,000 people are emailing me. I am not picking that, especially after Shockey hurt himself.
All right.
All right, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody. We'll be back next week.
We should be, yes. But is wait, let me
We should, yes.
just actually while we bring that up, I'm just going to check our calendar. Yeah, next week. Okay, that's the 29th. That's fine. All right.
No, the 29th is Saturday, dude, because that's when Wanderlei Silva and Chuck Liddell fight.
All right, th 30th then. All right. For episode number 70. Oh, wait, I just want to, again, just sorry, going on to what Jimmy was saying. Have very happy holidays. I hope everyone stays safe, stay warm. Try not to hurt yourself shoveling if you have to.
Freaking eat, enjoy it, you know, eat, who cares about how you look?
Yeah, no, it's 1 week. You go to your holiday parties, go to your New Year's parties. You can only gain so much weight in a week. And you know what? Right after that, check out one of our sponsors like turbulencetraining.com, where you can get a great fat loss workout and combine that with the fantastic supplements of blackstarlabs.com, and also get some good warm-up strategies from robertsontrainingsystems.com with, like Inside Out or Magnificent Mobility. See how I work that in?
Pitch man, dude. You are the absolute
Wow.
worst man.
That's
All right,
great.
I'm signing off. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
All right, for episode number 78, I'm Kevin Larrabee.
I'm Jimmy Smith.
And we'll see you next time. Again, don't forget to check out the fitcast.com. We're going to be out of here for a week, but have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And go relax, enjoy the time off, stay warm. See you next week.